My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the New World Order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence. Non-droid.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Yes,
yo.
You are.
What's up, everybody?
Monday. Fun day. Fun day.
It is.
What's up, Greg?
A happy anniversary, everybody.
Yep. Insurrection Day.
January 6th.
It is Insurrection Day.
Oh, yeah. Damn, dude. Fucking didn't even think about that shit. Just because
it's
it...
January 6th today. It is what it is.
Yeah, man. I just don't acknowledge the insurrection, so I never really counted it as
true.
A fucking...
Trump did come out and say he was going to grant clemency to over 1,000 people involved in J6.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Clemency sounds like a really cool black name. You know what I mean? Like, if I was black, I'd want to be called Clemency. Call me Clemency, okay?
Sounds like some, like, old-timey name. You know what I mean? Some, like 1600s.
Yeah, I got the old Clemency to a lot of jazz.
Over here. Yeah.
I got some, some really cool hats.
Yeah. No,
cool pants,
dude. It's good stuff, man. I mean, listen, we'll see what he does. And there are certain people that should be probably, you know, in jail. Or I think it was like, what's clemency? Is that where you, how's it work? Because there's two different.
It's like where,
there's two different
it's
ones.
It's like where you're, it's still on your record or something, but you are released.
Yeah.
Like you're forgiven halfway.
That's what I thought. So
like
I think he should definitely pardon a lot of people, and he should do clemency for some. But obviously there were some that did do some other shit, mostly FBI, you know, but hey.
Oh,
know,
so it's like you're reducing the severity of punishment type of thing?
Yeah.
Well, you just, they're kind of like, at that point, they get out of jail free. You know what I'm saying? But the record is still there. Whereas a pardon, it's removed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen, there are some people that, you know, did some stuff they probably shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? And I get
probably,
it.
Probably, yeah.
But
right?
It's mostly the government, you know, I think.
I don't know mostly, but yes.
I'm exaggerating.
Mean,
yeah.
It was like definitely steered by the government. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yep. And I, before we get wrong, so I have a beef with Wit on here, dude. She said that we're all here before Dave. I've been here. I just want you all to know I've been here. I was here before Greg was
dang,
here.
Dang, dude. I've Everybody been here. Thinks you're late all the time now.
I know. It's because I fucking, you know,
well, I sent a blank link to Greg.
True that, but I've been here.
Yeah.
I watched
I was
texting.
Down here and I text you guys. I'm like, hey, there's no Zoom link in this email, so I don't know what to do.
Chris
so
went
I finally
to get,
called Chris.
Yeah, he got some beers and he's like, he comes up. He's like, where's Greg? I'm like, he's calling you right now. His phone was ringing here and, and he answered it, and yeah.
No you know, way. Hey, duty calls. But
it
you
is,
know
what?
Is. I think, you know, I looked up this whole, like, clemency thing because I was curious on whether Trump could have pardoned all these people before he left office.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is that a lot of the people that are in there now weren't even tried or they weren't, like,
yes.
What's the word? You know what I mean? Like, they weren't convicted yet.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, like, there's definitely an issue with granting somebody out of jail before they're even convicted. You know, that's just fucking weird.
Well, they shouldn't have been there in the first place, but they were. You know what I'm saying? So, you're right, though.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have a lot of options at the time because they were just, they were arresting people without actually arresting them. They were just locking them up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, I mean, and you think about it, if he were to grant clemency or pardon the people that were in there, the people after he left office that got arrested and tried and convicted would be fucked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Until he got in right now. Then he could just do the same.
I mean, listen, nobody wants any of these people to be rotting. I mean, there's certain cases where, I mean, what's it been, 4 years?
Yeah.
All right. So you have people that have been in jail for 4 years. And most of those people didn't do any, like, heinous crimes. You know what I'm saying? It was just like...
They stayed
inside
the fucking ropes, man.
Well, I did say most. Like I said, I think there are definitely probably some that went over the top and they probably should serve what they had. But if you were wandering around the Capitol, you know what I'm saying? If you were let in by the fucking Capitol Police and then
that's what we should be looking at.
If you get 4 years for that
shit. Why did the police let them in? You know, like give them a guided tour and all that shit. Like you can see the high tower here. We have brand new windows over in the left wing.
Oh, when you come in, guys, make sure you stay inside the ropes here. You can't go beyond those.
We will take pictures with the police. That's fine. There was a lot of selfies with the police officers, high fives and shit. But I guess that was an assault on police. You know what I'm saying? Where they were high fiving. They're just like, not okay.
I seen a video on X, or I think it was X or it was TikTok or something. But they took like the scene from Titanic when it was like through her eyes, walking through the ship with everyone there, like waving to her, and then walking up to fucking Leonardo DiCaprio. And it's like POV inside the Capitol on January 6th. And they're like,
oh. Yeah, dude, they use that meme for a lot. And they're like, this officer.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Trump was, you know, elected today, right?
Well, he wasn't elected, but he was certified.
What's the term? He's certified.
Yeah, he's certified. They said that he won. You know what I'm saying? And the best part was Kamala. I mean, come on, man. Come on, dude. I don't know if that's the first time in history that the loser had to call, but it's the first woman in history.
It's pretty brutal.
It's the first, definitely the first woman in history to certify the person she ran against.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so it was the biggest awkward, fuck you, right? Like,
it is, dude.
Because, like, they would call, because she, like, she's running against the guy who beat the fuck out of her.
Yeah.
I mean, in a term of, you know, he won.
Competitiveness.
Not literally everybody.
Yeah.
But so, like, she was, like, having to stand there forever, I guess, like, what, multiple hours while they were just, like, standing ovation.
Hours?
Wasn't it 2 hours?
I don't know how long it was exactly, but.
There was a bunch going on, but I caught her just announcing him and obviously J.D. Vance and Walt's situation. But she was like, you know, she said his name. They all start hooting and hollering and cheering. But before they started cheering, she said, Kamala D. And then they started cheering, and she had to stop and bang the old gavel. That's like, I said the D. You know, she said strong, dude. She said it with a hard D.
I thought it was funny that she had to announce, like, Donald J. Trump with 312 votes. And then Kamala D. Harris with 226 votes. Like, she had to announce herself that she lost.
Johnson was behind her. She
did one of those things where she was like, 226. 226 votes. Moving on.
Yeah, no, it went, you know, smoothly, as you had said
Dude,
earlier.
Too smooth. That's what I'm saying. Like, this seems like a setup. Like something's brewing, dude. I'm a little fishy about this.
You're fishy? Well, listen, I would say that, like, this is one of those cases where it was such a obvious win in all aspects, including the popular vote, that, like, how do you go about it any other way? I mean, you look like a piece of shit if you really fight this one. You know what I mean? In my opinion. So if they would have went against the grain and made this difficult, like, wouldn't it just be even worse for them in the long run?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Because, like, they're so bad at this anyway, like the Democrats, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're so obviously bad at attacking Trump, and then it's a boomerang on him, right? It, like, hits him in the ass. So it wouldn't shock me that they continue to do this. But all of a sudden, they just stop, and they're just like, okay, we give up. Yeah, go ahead, Trump. Yeah, sure. We'll certify you. Okay, you won. Here we go. Like, well, come on in.
What would be the alternative? You know, like, I guess that's where I'm with it, is, like, what would be the alternative, right? They
something, like, evil and conniving and a big lie and, like, something, I guess, like the all the charges that are coming after him, you know, like, on the 10th or something. It's coming up soon, right?
The 10th, yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, something like that, but more anticipated, more, like, more rallies. I would see, like, more people, like, saying, like, he didn't really win, not my president, would be trending, you know, that kind of stuff.
Here's the thing. There was actually protests that were supposed to happen, and they did not because it snowed. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how it goes. If it rains or it snows, protesters won't know it. They're like, we can wait. You know what I'm saying? But, no, there it snowed, and that was actually a thing I was watching with Poole this morning. I usually watch him when I go to work early on. But he was just like, as soon as, you know, the snow hits and we woke up to a bunch of snow, especially in this area, you know, the protest ain't happening. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he did have a snowball fight. I did see that.
That's cool, though. You know,
you know what I mean?
I like that nonviolent kind of protest. You know, if you want to hash out
your differences with a freaking piece of snow in the eye.
I think that's the way we should handle this country, man. I think we need to wait till the winter months. We should have a them versus
only,
us.
Can only protest during the winter?
No, we just have to have a Republican, Democrat, or, like, left-right snowball fight. And you have to keep the balls at a legitimate size. We can't go too big because they can hurt. You know what I'm saying? We can't pack them too much.
I've got the big Antifa. Balls.
Yeah.
I've got the big balls.
That's a great song.
Antifa would pack in, like, some knives within their snowballs.
Yeah, see, we have to regulate.
Some explosive.
Little razor blades.
Throw it at you. You know what I mean? Like, they'd have the yellow snow, first of all. Like, just ultra offense. Yeah, like, I'm going to throw a yellow snowball, but then you find a bomb inside. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
But then, like, people like AOC would come on and be like, they almost gave me frostbite.
Yeah, Yeah, dude. We could give it like poop in the middle and a little pink eye. You know what I'm saying?
Ugh.
Nah, dude. That's, I think a snowball fight would be, yeah, I know that is your move, but I think a snowball fight would be fair. You know, I mean, it's not like too painful. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Figure out who wins.
Well, I mean, we have some videos that we bookmarked, and one of them is, I forget the guy's name. Is this Johnson, Speaker Johnson, yeah, behind Johnson. Kamala?
It's great. Yeah.
And so, like, this is Bo Loudon on X saying, pure gold, Kamala was made to stand for 2 hours and certified all the states that she lost.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of zooms in on his face, Speaker Johnson, right? And it's like...
Smirking.
And we... And oh, the geez. Music we don't have to play, but it's like the office, music, dude. You know what I mean? Because everybody's doing a standing ovation after every state that's called for Trump, and he's just like, I'm going to sit down now and look at you.
I like how he looks at her and he's like,
he's got those, yeah. He's got those
right there, dude. That's fucking hilarious. I mean, I don't really like that guy. He can fucking suck it, but I mean,
and she's just saying fuck me the whole time. Fuck
it's, I mean, God damn, you just lost a really contentious fucking election, dude. You know what I mean? Like, the remember, because it wasn't long ago that she was saying, like, if he wins, the democracy is over, and she has to stand here and be like, you know, because in her head she's cursing like
that's
a fucking
the best
sailor.
Picture right there.
Yeah, I like that one, because she actually has three lines on her cheek that match her necklines. It's pretty impressive right there if you look at it. The wrinkles.
I think she's trying not to say shut the
yeah.
Complete yeah. frustration.
Yeah, dude. Of course.
Or didn't, at least she's selling it.
Didn't
as,
her husband
you know?
Leave her, dude? Isn't that true?
Is that true?
What happened?
Did her husband leave her recently?
I don't know.
After the election?
No, I don't.
I haven't heard that.
I don't know.
I haven't heard that either.
I kind of heard it. A little rumor. You know what I mean? Who am I to rumor? But, you know, rumor. He left her. He couldn't. He couldn't.
Well, hey, maybe she's a free girl, you know?
She's a free girl. Yeah.
She's like, the only way to the White House is to fuck Trump. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
You know who's going
Welcome
after Kamala?
Kamala Cart.
Kamala.
I tell you what, right now, if I were Clemency, I'd be going after Kamala. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, come here, get some Clemency. Come on.
You ever had this brown Asian before? You know what I mean? Something like that.
Brown Asian?
Well so speaking of that, Asian, like right? on the racial type of tone, like, go to the bookmark David Harris Jr. This is like a weird video because this was Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer's husband refused to even look at Kamala, refused to shake her hand.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was staring down at the ground the entire time. Like, they were trying to do something here. I don't know what this process was, but he had to, like, hold up the Bible or whatnot. So she was swearing in, maybe. You might have to, like, zoom out a little bit, but...
Yeah, like this.
I won't bite, she says. Come on. Look at him. He's just staring at the book. It's like he's MK Ultra or something.
Thank you. Congratulations
to you.
Thank you.
See? He barely looks at her like, thank you, thank you, shut up.
Who's the other guy? Is that her, like, son?
I don't
that
know.
Might be a son.
I feel like that's like some offspring of the Raiders fucking owner.
Oh, yeah?
But also, I mean, to his defense, he's holding up the Bible in one hand and he's got a cane in the other hand.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So he's like trying not to fall over.
Yeah, he's got a cane. He's got a cane right here.
Mm.
He's doing the fucking, what's that dude's name? Mitch McConnell?
Well,
he's dozing
people,
off.
I saw somebody on X like saying, hey, look how racist this old white man is. That kind of shit. You know what I mean? And I responded, I'm like, well, like, which race is he being racist against? Because honestly, like, this is a serious question.
Yeah,
like,
there's multiple of them in that video. So, I mean, who?
I don't know.
Is he?
And
is
I'm
he,
just like, really? I just don't think the guy likes her. You know?
Yeah, you know.
Maybe. A high probability of that.
Yeah, there's that.
Or he's just weird. He might just be fucking weird.
He has a cane and he's holding the book and he's just like, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
She reaches in, like, and the way she reached in.
Oh, she's got that limp wrist, dude. Yeah,
handshake.
She's got that, I've jerked off a thousand guys.
But it was more
wrist.
Like, hey, I have my fucking hands full here.
I
can't
like it,
really.
Though. He was polite. He said, thanks. He said, thanks. You know what I mean? He raised the voice a little bit. He
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey.
Thanks. That's how you know you're lying.
Yeah, thanks, man.
If you raise, thanks. If your voice goes up in tone when you respond or answer something,
not
you're,
bad.
You're lying.
Not bad. That's that. Is, that means terrible. Fucking terrible, dude.
Yeah.
Listen, I. You know.
Whoa.
It's just, he doesn't have to shake her hand if he doesn't want to. I mean, it is what it is. More than likely, he doesn't like her that much or doesn't care about her that much.
That would be my call, yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I've always, listen, I'm not opposed to shake a hand or something, even if I don't agree with you, per se. But I don't know, man. Who cares?
Right.
The guy's old as fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
he's old.
Yeah, right? he's probably steadfast. He's a Republican, bro. He's just like, nah. No, shake the hand with the devil. You know what I mean?
Well, like, and then, like, to say that the entire country is racist because this old white dude is, like, having problems and, like, literally can't look somebody in the eye, like, that's fucking ridiculous to me. You know what I mean?
And that's such an assertion. Like, no one knows that that guy's racist. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. To be real, if he was racist and that girl was running for office, you don't think that would have been leaked all over the place? Like, oh, her husband's an ultimate racist. He's part of the KKK. Yeah. Like, listen, he's not a racist. The dude's old. Okay, maybe if he felt like if he shook her hand, he'd fall over. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't want to do that.
Yep.
There's enough of that shit in fucking in the government right now. You know what I mean? People falling over, wheelchairs.
Absolutely.
Strollers, whatever it is.
Walkers. That's a great point because our Congress members are showing up to this thing with walkers, wheelchairs. Yeah. I mean, Chris, my God. Mitch McConnell was in a wheelchair today. And you had Nancy Pelosi showing up with her freaking walker.
Oh, yeah. That's
look
not,
at this guy.
That's not an electric. I thought it was.
Oh, no, it's not, is it?
No, and you know what? I feel like that's at an airport, bro. I'm just being honest with you.
Is it?
I feel like that's at an airport. That looks like one of those...
Well, Benny Johnson shared this out, so I don't know.
That looks like an airport, and because I've seen airport strollers, or not strollers,
you're right.
Saying
stroller,
but
you're
I've
right.
seen airport wheelchairs, and if you look below his wheelchair... He has a fucking luggage. So I mean, it looks like
he's getting on a plane.
Yeah, it looks like they're helping him through the fucking airport.
Still, you can't walk. You can't walk. What are you like?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing here?
Well, listen, he shouldn't be there. We know that. But I'll give him this.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Airports are
because Mitch. I mean, he fell down those stairs. Remember, he had his Illuminati club, the Black Eye Club. Like he.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He took a beating.
You know what? Right? That's probably why he's being pushed through. Because of any kind of bump, and he's he turns into a bruised fucking plum.
That might be the truth, or any bump. You know, he gets that brain
yeah,
clot.
Yeah, anybody
breaks
bumps
loose,
into him.
You know?
There's a lot of people at the airport.
That's true,
somebody
man.
Bumps
true.
Into him the wrong way, he yeah. shatters like glass.
Aneurysm. You get an aneurysm. You know what I mean? That's
well,
how
that's
fragile
a good,
it is.
That's a good point, Dave. I think what Benny Johnson was trying to say is like, look, we have old. Yes. People in our Congress, right?
Yes.
And I'm not saying that all old people are senile and like need to go away. I'm just saying like we have zero term limits, and that's the thing that's kind of been trending is yeah. like we need term limits because you have career long politicians, and that's more the point. How long has Nancy Pelosi been in there?
Yeah, and listen,
100 years.
It seems like that, right?
100 years. He's
a fucking vampire at this point.
Listen, I'll give it to Pelosi in this aspect that like is hers is not. I mean, it is from age because she fell and she broke her hip or whatever it was. Right, mm-hmm. That's what happened. I mean, she had a medical thing happen and she's using a walker because she broke a hip. I mean, that could happen to a 30-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Not literally, probably, but people do break bones. Could. They have casts. They might have to have a cane. That's not the point. She is old as shit, and she is mobile. You know what I'm saying? To be fair, she gets around, and she's still fucking like a snake. She's just going through the grass. But Mitch McConnell is that guy is decrepit, dude. I mean, he can't. He fucking dozes off. He spaces out. He loses. I mean, he's even worse than Biden. I know that's a stretch, but fuck, man. If you had a gun to my head, and you
Biden
said,
can walk around. At
he
least.
Can. Well, he with his robot legs.
He can shuffle
with his robot legs, yeah. But he does get around on his own 2 feet.
It's true. But if you had a gun to my head and you said, who's going first? I'm saying McConnell, bro. That he seems like he literally is on the last sparks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. How many videos is there of him where he's at the podium and he's supposed to say something and he's just fucking brain dead standing there?
Yeah, the freeze, yeah. dude. The death
like,
freeze.
It's almost every time he has to get on at the podium now.
Yeah, it's extreme stage fright. You know what I'm saying? And it's stage fright because he's worried he's going to die. You know what I'm saying? He's so worried. That he just freezes up.
If
and
this
just,
microphone moves in the wrong direction with the wind, it's going to hit me and I'm going to be dead.
He's just up in his head thinking about all the different scenarios. Like, how many dimensions could I possibly go down here?
What? You know, it's that, like every time he gets in front of the public, it's a thousand ways to die in his head over and over.
Yes. Yeah, he's thinking like about them all. He's like, oh, shit.
You know, that, I don't want any of these. 2:30 in the morning, you're out at the club or the bar or whatever you're doing, and you get that. You're so drunk that you're standing outside and you're like trying to keep yourself up and you can't talk. You're just like. Yeah. You know, it's straight focus.
Start rubbing your nipples.
Yeah, dude, just focus, man. That man is the most focused because he will fall and die. You know what I mean? It's okay though. It's okay. He won't be here long.
Well, dude, someone made a funny meme, and Breaking 911 shared it.
It's a good one,
and it's like a meme video. Oh, Il Donato Trumpo. Okay, that account. So that account made this meme video, and it's all just AI versions of Nancy Pelosi falling over, and it's pretty freaking funny, dude. Caregiver, we do the rest. I mean, maybe, yeah, the music is like whatever that nursing home music is.
Visiting angels. That's the best like one, dude.
Like, some of them are so ridiculous because AI just makes it look like you're melting.
Yeah, like, I like her that her walker literally just bends like a fucking, yeah. You know what's
funny,
though?
It falls in the ground like it's
melting. I like that one.
Magma.
She looks like she's fighting him off.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's that fucking death wobble, dude. That's that shit where you just, like, can't get yourself upright and you fucking hit the ground, dude. But you know what's funny, though, is we saw, what's his face? Giuliani. Remember Giuliani ate shit when he was trying to sit in the chair at the convention? Okay, he fucking took out some chairs and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was AI looking. And then also, I mean, the best one, which was not AI, but you could argue could be AI, was Biden on the bicycle, man. We can't forget.
Oh.
When he fucking tumbled on the bike. Yeah, his fucking legs flopped. You see his fucking leg kick out. Like,
I did love afterwards, though. Somebody went over there and drew, like, the white chalk body outline where he fell.
Yep. It's good. There's too much of that shit. And listen, to be fair, we don't get news from other countries, you know, all that much, but you just don't see this shit. You don't see this in other governments where not just one guy's like, oh, that guy's really old and he's got problems. We have multiple people in government who can't even stand upright. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and that is fucking weird, dude. And those are the people that they're the people voting for us to send troops over and fight battles, and they're fighting the battle to breathe. You know what I mean? And then they want to send troops over to Ukraine or whatever it is. And they can't keep their heart straight. You know what I mean? It's not good. It's not good, man. Yeah. Term limits.
Remember, like we were talking about going back to the Roman days where, you know, you have the battles, like the senators would have to either go to the battle or they'd have to send their family members into battle. So they are making the decision for the rest of the country based on their own family. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Put the onus on them.
I like that. I feel like there is a point in history, and I don't know when I'm making this up, probably, but I feel like there's a point where, you know, somebody in a government, they would just sacrifice themselves. You know what I'm saying? They would say, I'm old, and it's time for me to go. I've lived a great life. You know, stabbed to the heart, and then everybody cheers
stabbed
on. Like,
to the heart?
Well, you know, like the fucking Japanese would, you know.
Is this
fucking
a samurai?
Yeah. Lightsaber, whatever it wants. However you want it, dude. But my point is they knew the time is up, and they were going to hurt the party. They were going to hurt the country that they're in. And they sacrifice themselves for their, you know, and they won't do that.
You know, there was a time where they did a battle to the death so that, like, hey, let's prevent this war. King against king. Let's go fuck each other up. Whoever wins, that's who the ruler is.
Huh.
Dude, I like where your head's going with this. I think what we should do is because every party has a couple, right? You got your Mitch McConnell. You got your, you know,
like a tag team match.
No. Just like, listen.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
My hand, bro.
You got one on each party that's getting to that point. You know what I'm saying? Biden, McConnell, right? Those two.
Okay.
And you say, listen, only one of them can stay in. And so we have to have a battle royale between the two elders. You know what I'm saying? And then they have to fight
to
the death.
Celebrity death match.
Which is not hard. Death is easy because they would just fall and they could hit their head or something. But the point is you battle them out in the fucking, in the house. You know
on
what I'm
the Senate floor.
There you
or
go.
Whatever.
Yep, right there. And then whoever's not bleeding and standing upright, they get to stay in office.
Can we have the announcers from like WWF come back and like announce it?
Well, I was thinking celebrity deathmatch. I wanted to go back a little farther. I want those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That
would be good
guy.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
remember
we got to go back to where like the WWE women were at risk of a titty popping out.
Oh yeah,
remember those days? Yeah, like that happened on live TV, bro. I had that on like video camera.
That's before they strapped up properly. You know what I'm saying? Like they thought just a normal bikini was good enough, and it was not.
No, it was not.
Now they have multiple
straps.
They got
their boobs flopping out.
You can't do the physical activity with those.
Yeah, see, it's I quit watching wrestling before the women came into the picture. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't in it long enough. But if I had,
Why I watched it after the women came in, because I knew there was a chance.
There was a chance, dude. It was like watching that fuzzy screen on Cinemax. You know what I'm saying? You didn't get the whole thing, but every once in a while, you could see a little boobie in there. You know what I mean? It was just the opportunity at that age to see a little nip was
right,
worth
it. I mean, think about it, because this is way before internet. We didn't have the internet to just go to any website we want and see a boobie, right?
We did.
We had to wait.
No, we
had to wait and be patient for that boobie.
We could. I remember having that computer in my room in middle school, and you remember that shit. You'd sneak around. Your mom wasn't home. You'd look up a boob, and it would fucking download the
picture.
You'd wait
25 minutes for a picture.
It would download the picture from the top to bottom, and it would just
line by line.
And you'd wait, and you start seeing a little neck and a little chest, and you're like, oh, it's almost here, dude. And it took minutes for that thing to fucking, and then you finally see that nip, dude. You couldn't always make it to the fucking lower area because you were already... You're sixth, seventh grade.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Usually stop the download at the knees. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to see the feet. Just stop the
feet. Fuck the feet, man. I'm just saying, if you were in the mode, you know what I'm saying? You know what mode I'm talking about. A lot of times it took so long that, like, when the boobs hit, you were done. You know what I mean? Like, you were just like, all right, fucking shut this shit off. I don't even need the old lowercase. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You get bored by that.
Frisky young men.
You're just bored by then. You're just like, you're falling asleep already. Because it's the middle of the night and you're trying to be quiet and shit.
Yeah.
From the computer going. You can't last. You can't make it.
I was watching TikTok where they actually played the sound of dial-up. Like somebody was just playing it, and it literally triggered something in me. I was like, oh my God. I missed it. I missed it a little bit. Oh. Yeah. No, just that sound, because you knew that sound
it was getting ready for the adventure you were about to go on. You know, it's like one of those.
It was a theme song. Yeah. It was a theme song. Let's be real. Like, of all the shit, you think of those songs, Happy Days, or fucking name the track, right? And you were ready for it. It built you up for the fucking G.I. Joes, you know? And that dial tone was building you up for the adventure you're about to go on the internet.
And it was so long. Like, how long? Was it like a minute?
It depended on how good your service was. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's so annoying, too. I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, it's great. Go play it. Please play it for me.
Oh, there you got it, Chris?
Yeah, here it is. Yeah, you remember that shit?
I don't remember that. I remember this.
Yeah, you'd literally have to make a call.
Yeah,
you literally dial the phone number.
Just dial up internet.
Yeah, like why? Like every time, like everyone sounded the same too. You know what I mean? Like your computer over in Texas would sound like mine.
You know what's funny?
Is this what Neuralink sounds like?
I was just going to tell you.
That shit in your brain?
The best part is if this happened now, people would think we were getting bugged by aliens or something, dude.
They'd be like, oh, who's hacking my phone?
What is this? It's a signal coming from the depths of space. Yeah.
Fuck Elon Musk. Good fucking Mars over here. Yeah, dude, it's creepy shit, man. But it just got, you knew it. That was just like a normal sound in life. And we didn't think anything of it. You know what I'm saying? We're just like, all right, we're getting AOL, baby. Let's get this shit going. You know what I mean?
You've got mail. Yeah, the first fucking thing. Well, so anyway, another thing that happened today was Trudeau officially resigned.
Trudeau, man.
That's true.
Right? Are you guys shocked about this?
Well, no, I'm not, but I mean...
You
are? Really?
I didn't think he'd go out like a pussy like that.
He did go out.
Like crying?
I mean, like, if you're going to be that bad of a fucking representative of your people, and you're just going to be like, fuck them... Fuck these truckers. I don't care what they want. We're going to cut off all their fucking bank accounts and shit. If you're going to be that dude, and then when you find out no one fucking likes your ass, and you're just like, I'm going to leave then.
I'm going to resign.
I'm just going to resign and leave.
See, that's another thing where I'm saying everything seems so smooth right now. Like the transition between like Biden and Trump, the transition of... Prime Minister freaking Trudeau stepping down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was another person who stepped down today over in Australia.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, all this stuff, like Australia's Chancellor Carl Kneehammer resigns.
Kneehammer?
I mean, I don't know anything. Was he good or bad?
Damn,
I don't know anything
about
that
guy. That is a strong name. That is a strong name.
That is a strong name, dude. I think you can look at it two different ways, man. I think there's the way you're talking about where it seems like it's just too good to be true. All this stuff's kind of popping in the right time. Everything's smooth. There's no issues. It's like, whoa, Trudeau fucking resigned? Wow, we didn't see that coming.
Yeah, and now the fucking the next popular guy in the election has a 95% chance of winning, and he's conservative.
Mm. Well, so they're going to vote for the new leader of the party, whatever the party is, a liberal party there, all right, and then try to have a fair, you know, he wants a fair election. He knows that he doesn't have a chance.
I don't know if that was for the party. I think that was for the next prime minister.
No.
Oh, so Flex is in the comments, you guys? He says, not excited, because everybody who's listening to this and doesn't know Flex, Flex is from Canada.
Our Canadian
homeboy. He's on our Patreon.
He's a Canadian homeboy, all right? Strange Sauna co-host. Not excited about Trudeau's departure. He has put our government on hold for 3 months until they find a new liberal leader. He's stepping down once they find someone. Yeah. No election cult.
That's what I'm saying. So he stepped down from the party that he's in. They will get somebody new in, which arguably will be worse. Let's be real.
Right.
And then they will have an election going forward. But to your point, I think the Canadian people in general seem to have been sick of this shit. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's kind of the consensus, much like America. And I don't know how much of a chance he has, you know, as a whole. But I want to go back real quick because you're saying that it seems too smooth. The part of me sees where you're going, and the other half just says, listen, there's an opportunity here where if you look, Trump won fairly decisively, right? And that's after 4 years, actually longer, but through Biden's administration, it's 4 years of them throwing all the shit at the wall. This guy's right. A rapist. He's a blah, 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 blah. Everything. Canada doing the same shit.
Not only that, but like, I agree with you, but there's also how shitty Biden did, right? And how shitty Trudeau's doing.
That's the point. So that's what I'm saying. Trump was in office. Things were decent, right? Everything was good. He gets out. Biden comes in. He's terrible, right? And then you got this. Everybody thought like, okay, we're back to, you know, the general liberalism, right? Biden's back in. Trudeau's running. Like, we got these two countries.
No more mean tweets.
There you go. Then it got bad. It got real bad, yeah. Right? And so that's not just us. That's Canada as well. So why do I think it could be running smooth? It could be running smooth because everybody's just... It was such a big win that how do you even keep going? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you say
it's
like
the Brexit effect?
Well,
right?
Everybody's
seeing what America's doing. Now every country is going to follow suit and be like, dude, yeah, we want to fucking
because
do that
too. Doesn't work, man. It doesn't work. And when you have Trump who had all this shit against him win again, you know, because it's the first time. Is this the first second time in history where a president had 4 years and then was reelected again for a second term after, not consecutively?
Yeah, I think it's the second time.
The first time, I believe, happened before we even had a consecutive rule or even an eight-year limit. So, I mean, I don't even know if that counts technically. The point is he did. He came back. He won. And now all the liberal governments around the world are going like, fuck. You know, like, are we really on the wrong path? Like, I doubt they're that humble. But I'm just saying, like, I think the people are speaking right now.
Yeah, for sure.
And how do you fight that?
Well, like, the only thing that I question, and I don't want to, like, go down this rabbit hole, but, like, if everybody was concerned about 2020, right, and Trump was even on board with, hey, look at this big spike overnight, right, the big old F rod word.
Yeah.
How did that get resolved? That's the only thing I'm waiting to hear about because I'm like,
what do you mean resolved?
We didn't trust 2020, and now we trust 2024 because our guy won. Like, how does that happen? Like, no, you know what I mean?
Too big to rig, bro.
There you go. So I don't think that it's actually a situation where people trust the election. Like, all of a sudden, the machines work great and everything. But there's a couple places. So first of all, we don't have the mail-in voting like we had in 2020. That was a problem. That was a huge fucking problem. You know what I mean? Because we had COVID. They changed the rules a bit.
That's my thing is I haven't seen, like, the statistics on how many people voted by mail versus, like, 2020.
I've seen the statistics.
I don't think it's as much. You know what I mean? Like, I think you're right. I think it's way down.
It's a significant number, man. Yeah.
But there was also a lot of people voting early this time.
Yes, there was.
Right?
Yes, there was.
You know? So I'm like, I just want to see how things change because it just doesn't make sense to me how the system got fixed. And
it didn't get fixed.
I'm just going to be honest. Like, yeah, it's kinda big.
I don't think it got fixed.
I don't think it got fixed,
I just think more people fucking showed up.
Yeah.
But I don't think the too big to rig thing is such a simple way. Like, I don't know if that's provable. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it is. I don't want to go down this whole road of, like, you know, let's talk about the election stuff.
No, I get you. But what I'm saying is like, I think everybody has an understanding at this point that, like, there is some favoritism, some rigging going on. There's some effects of, like, we can manipulate certain aspects. We talked about before where it's, let's say it's 2% or 1%. Like, we can fudge this a little bit, right? So if it's a close race, we got this in the bag, Biden. We got this in the bag, Kamala. We're good. But to Chris's point, I think the outcome was such a big one. I honestly would argue that Trump probably got a lot more votes than what we even saw. You know what I'm saying?
So you think he got more in 2024 than in 2020?
I don't remember the exact numbers, so I don't want to say that because I don't remember how many. I know he got, 74, something like that in
this year?
2020.
I think, well, because
I'm
going
to say I can see the argument to make that Trump probably got more votes in 2024 than he did in 2020 because of how bad Biden was, right?
True, yes. But I'm also not trying to put the two together. What I mean by he got more votes, I'm just saying whatever number you're seeing Trump got, I bet you he got more than that. Like if it was if it was 68 million, I bet he got 72. My point is I do think there's fudging going on. But to your point, I think the margin goes both ways.
Like I think there's a margin of error, plus or minus, right?
But I'm saying
it could be either 78 or it could be like 65.
It could be. But I'm saying that I feel like they can manipulate. The Democrats do it well. I feel like they manipulate shit. They have some control over certain things. They have field workers that are out there doing shit that the Republicans don't necessarily do. And all that I'm trying to say is I don't think it's fixed. I don't think it's fixed at all. I just think in order for Republicans to really have a chance at doing what he just did, it has to be really overwhelming. Like to the point where they can't fix it.
That's what I thought we did in 2020, and that's where I'm just losing understanding of this. Because too big to rig sounds nice, but I want to see the evidence. I want to see the proof of, like, what do you mean too big? Like, how is it too big compared to 2020? Like, how are we doing this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, when we had the 2020, the only thing that I kept saying that I was worried about, and I think me and Chris even disagreed about this a little bit. The one thing I was always worried about was the hatred for Trump does affect the voting. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
regardless of how bad Biden is or everybody, let's say everybody knew Biden was a shell, right? He still was the option that they had to go with because Trump was so bad. And so, like,
same thing in 2024.
Well,
right. Like, Trump was not Biden. So he was the only other option.
However, I'm with you. But however, we just dealt with 4 years of Democrats, which really fucked them.
Exactly.
Because Biden fucked them. I mean, I'm not, if it was Kamala, if that never happened with Biden, it would have been a much closer race. I'm being real. It would have been closer because Biden was so bad that he turned Democrats against Democrats. Like, it's wild. So it's not even a fair analysis because Biden was such a shitty president. You know what I mean? That Kamala really didn't have a chance. She really did not have a chance. Even if she was great, she didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. But I think it's broken. Yeah. It's broken.
And then honestly, like we talked about them not even really having a good candidate, right? I mean, it's like, who are they going to put up? Gavin Newsom? No one fucking wants him as governor.
No.
You know what I mean? So it's like, they really want to run him. Eventually they might.
They don't have good prospects. I mean, it's not a good prospect. I mean, your young generation that's coming in are radicalized in a lot of ways. AOC is your young face, and you don't want that. They don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would not be a good win for them. Or I don't think AOC stands a chance just based off her beliefs alone. And she is what the younger party of the Democrats look like.
Yeah.
So who do you can look at the Republicans and say you got all these younger generation guys that are up and coming, they have the standard belief of what a Republican believes in generally, and the Democrats do not have it. So really, after this, you're going to see Kamala run again. I bet you'll see her run again, and you'll see probably Gavin Newsom throw his name in there. I'm still not in this playbook where Oprah's running. I don't think The Rock's going to run.
The Rock? You don't see The Rock coming in?
No, I don't. Because I think...
Smell what The Rock's cooking everybody in America.
And what was the other one? The Rock, Oprah... Oh yeah, Michelle. I don't see Barack or Michelle. That whole thing. That's not going to happen. I'm convinced it will not happen.
Hey, was that Charlie Kirk thing real?
What?
Apparently, he made a post about some information about Michelle Obama being released.
Being released?
Yeah, I don't know.
She release her load?
I don't know whether.
What is this?
I have no idea. I seen somebody talk about Charlie Kirk saying that, and then I thought I seen a post from him, but I went to his page and couldn't find it. I don't know if it got deleted or what.
Probably fake.
Charlie Kirk probably looks fake. Like somebody who was created in South Park and became a real life person. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
If they drew him and he became a real life person.
Yeah, like the Canadian from South Park, where they have the big mouth that just completely the whole head opens. Yeah, he's got a weird dome, dude. It's almost inflated. Like when you get into a serious head trauma and it's like your head swells.
Yeah.
It's almost uncomfortable looking. Like, damn, bro. Facelift. Yeah, it's not a good thing. He's a smart guy, though. I mean, I'll give him that. He's a smart dude.
Well, so, Chris, we have the video of Justin Trudeau officially resigning. It's a shortened clip. So it doesn't talk about him having breakfast with his family and all this stuff, but it does.
I like that, though. I think you need that. You got to get that buildup where he's kind of getting that, I had to sit with my kids and tell them.
Well, he does say, I told my kids. So, but, like, I agree.
Hey, while you're pulling this up, before we roll this, guys, I just want to say, make sure you guys go follow all our stuff.
Yeah.
We got to say that. We usually say it early on. But I want to make sure everybody's on right now. If you're not already a part of, you know, all of our different avenues, you know what I'm saying? We got the old Instagram. We got, everything but Spotify.
Yeah.
Everything but Spotify. Also, Patreon. We do the call-in shows, Zoom parties every Friday. They're a lot of fun.
Always fun.
They're always fun.
But like, Pardon My American, we have some copycats on there. So on Instagram, it's pardon_my_American. And that account is still being bled. Like, there's some freaking algorithm just triggered on that account.
It's all
literally
good.
We lose followers every day, and it just makes no sense compared to our interaction.
But you know what, though? I don't want to turn away from it. I think you should get on there, sign up, because the only way to ever fix the issue is just to get more people on there. You know what I'm saying?
Call Instagram, everybody. Say, hey, quit bleeding this account. I know what you're doing. I see it.
There you go.
I'm going to start posting pictures of our metrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking attack Instagram through your messaging. Also Spotify.
Not bad.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. Anyways, go check everything out, guys. Make sure you follow, like, subscribe, share, hit the notification. Take clips from us. Put them all over the internet. We don't give a shit. It helps us, and we appreciate it. That's where I'm at.
Anyway, here's Trudeau resigning.
Mm. Oh, we got the sticky finger. Oh, my God, look at that.
Yep.
He's crying in pain. I love it. Jesus. Everybody just listening on audio, we have a chiropractor sticking her thumb up a man's ass, and it is looking cranky.
God, she's going so deep.
That looks like Trump when he met Trudeau. He's just like, I'm going to fuck you in the ass.
Like, what is she
doing?
Is
this a test for the flu? Or what are we doing here?
This can't be real.
This is the new bird flu test, by the way. So be prepared. You thought the nose were bad. This is going to get real, dude.
I still can't tell if he's positive. Let me try harder.
Let me ask you a question, though. I want some serious fucking answers. I don't want no bullshit. I don't want no, like, giggly. Do you think that kind of looks like it might feel good, though? Is there any chance you're like, that might not be that bad of a thing?
I don't think that feels good at all.
Really?
That looks very painful.
I don't know. I don't see him screaming, like, screaming.
He's not. He wasn't making a sound.
Yeah, but I'm physically just thinking about the pressure against your tailbone pushing up.
Well, they say,
like, it's pretty hard.
They say the male G-spot is in the rectum. Asshole.
Yeah, man. That's what they're telling you. If those doctors aren't careful, they're going to make you come.
Yeah.
I just heard that. I don't know if it's true.
Don't turn gay, guys. Don't turn gay.
I'm just telling you, man. I'm just telling you. You might. Hey, listen, man. I know you get some massages every once in a while. You could just ask.
Hey, could you
Rub the old tail?
Run two fingers on the,
Yeah. It's like, hey, don't
go to the tailbone.
Yeah. Don't go to the fucking hole, but just go above the hole. You know what I'm saying?
Can you pop my tailbone, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My crack is out of whack. You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
That's what it is, dude. That's all I like.
Yeah,
that.
My crack is wet.
Yeah. And they'll be like, absolutely. And I want you to tell me. I want you to tell me what you think, because I know you go more than I do.
And I'll tell her, call me Clemency while you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
How's it feel, Clemency?
I like that so much, dude.
Call me Clemency.
Dude, listen, I'm going to be there next week, Greg. I'm going to be in town next week. I'll hopefully get to see you. I think me and you. Because it's been a minute, right? So me and you should go do this. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
you know, fingers in your ass?
Well, not in the asshole. Listen, we don't need to go all weird with this. I'm talking
about. You said go do this.
Well,
so.
I meant above the hole.
Oh.
By the tailbone. I mean. You know what I'm saying? I'll do it if you do it. Like, I know friends go get colonoscopies together and shit. Let's go get our tailbones fucking rubbed. You know what I mean? No?
Go to Joe's old work and be like,
we'll think about it.
All right, man. All I'm asking you is put that in the old fucking noggin and just think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this could be an experience that we will never forget.
That's true.
Because what if we came out and we're just like, bro, I feel good. What was that old thing? Yeah, my back feels good. My bottom feels good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
Because that's the chiropractor. Right. Like, give me a couple cracks on the old neck and give me a couple cracks on the old ass cheeks. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
No. Dude, you're fucking breathing. That might be what
he's
we sound like when we do
that
it.
That video took his breath away.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
That lady was aggressive, and I appreciate her enthusiasm. And I just want to know what that really does.
She really wanted to solve the problem.
She did.
You could tell. She was looking for something.
Now, let's play Trudeau, man. Let's get to the real.
Yeah, let's watch the real thing.
The real
Is it
thing.
The one from Benny Johnson, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So last night over dinner, I told my kids about the decision that I'm sharing with you today. I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister, after the party selects its next leader through a robust, nationwide, competitive process.
I really can't stand him, dude.
Last night, I asked the president of the Liberal Party to begin that process. This country deserves a real choice in the next election, and it has become clear to me that if I'm having to fight internal battles, I cannot be the best option in that election.
Damn. God, he's such an actor. Right?
I know, it's
like,
so
how
good.
Can you listen to that and tell that he's not acting? Like, dude, you're fucking stupid. I gotta say.
Castro calls it quits, dude. That should be the headline. See
Castro
I mean?
Calls it quits.
There we go. Yeah, I like that. You know what I think he reminds me of? He reminds me of that guy that's like super abusive to their wives, but they do it in the way that's like condescending. You know, he's like, yeah, listen, you're a fucking piece of shit. You know, I can't do much about it, but
you get back into the kitchen.
Yeah.
You get my fucking plate of dinner.
Yeah.
And you bring it to me.
Listen, I know you tried to wash those dishes, okay. But there's residue on my plate, you stupid. No, I'm just, you know.
You better not overcook it like you did last time, you fucking. No.
He seems like such an arrogant prick, dude. Like, you know what I think? I feel like in his head when he was playing this out in a mirror, because, you know, he could probably fake cry in the mirror and stuff. He was thinking, like, I can't wait to get this part where I say I'm resigning, because he probably thought they were going to gasp, like, no, don't do that. And they didn't. They didn't do anything. And he's just like, fuck, that didn't work. That didn't work at all.
He had the pause and, like, everybody's like, and?
Yeah, you hear, like,
we're waiting.
You know, a couple camera shots. And he's like, damn, that didn't go well. You know what I mean? He's a piece of shit, man. He's a real piece of shit. But listen, I'm not a Canadian. I'm not invested in it. But he is a neighbor, you know what I'm saying? And I feel bad for the old Canadian brethren and sisters, you know what I'm saying, who are dealing with this fucking pile. And I want to know. I think we deserve to know if he's not Castro's son. I think he is. I really do. I'm not even playing around. That guy looks like
him. Well, I mean, the Canadian people deserve to know.
They do. I mean, I feel like we deserve to know if Michelle has a dick, and we need to know if he's Castro's son. Like, these are fucking things that Maury Povich would definitely have helped us with.
Yeah.
Absolutely, dude. That would bring world peace. If we can get the answers to those two questions,
I think so.
World peace.
Yeah, because if he came out and was like, oh, you are Castro's son, and we've all been like, it makes sense.
You fucking knew it!
Yeah, he fucking ruined shit. You ruined shit. Fucking perfect sense, dude. We can live with that. And we say, we're sorry we were so negative to you. It's in your genes. You know what I mean? Like, something like that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's good stuff.
And then, like, same thing with Michelle coming out, you know, like, hey, you guys were right. I am Big Mike. Yeah.
That's how she announces it. She just does the helicopter, bro. She's like,
oh, God.
It would be fucking, I would actually clap for her. I'd be like, that's it. Listen, if you're going to do it, go out full swing. You know what I'm saying?
My fellow Americans, my name is actually Mike.
Mike.
I'm sick of talking like this. I want to talk in my real voice. That would be good, dude. That would be good.
Oh, God, dang it. Dick swinging Mike. Ugh.
Yeah, dude. That's good, man. I like that. Wow.
So, I don't know. I mean, Chris, I saw that you posted something about the Conservative Party.
Oh, yeah, I bookmarked that. This was about what I was talking about. It's the front runner. I don't know what this fucking graph is, what the metrics are on it.
Okay.
But this is basically who's in the running for the next prime minister. And this guy is, like, blowing everybody away, apparently.
Pierre Poilievre. I have no idea.
I don't know anything about the guy. I just heard that he's a conservative. So, I mean, maybe Canada's about to flip the script on their whole situation.
Wait, go back to that.
You don't.
Who's
that
in third place? Jagmeet?
Oh, yeah.
Who is
that's,
that?
That's fucking Jagger. Jagmeet. You know what I mean?
Jagmeet Singh.
Yeah, you got Jagger Bomb. Jagmeet.
Jagger Bomb.
Oh, yeah. Jagger Bombs.
Okay. You can't say that. He's wearing a fucking. What is it called?
A turban?
Turban. You can't say bomb.
I mean, you can actually say.
You can't.
You could.
Is that his, like, nickname for on the. I vote for Jagger Bomb! Yeah, dude, that's bad, but hey, you know, sometimes you gotta go there.
Bomb and turban, you can't.
Yeah, I mean, can't do it. So there was this allegation that I kind of wanted to bring up, and it has to do with Justin Trudeau. It's a Shadow of Ezra post, and it has to do with a grape, you know?
Okay.
And this was reportedly the girl who accused Justin Trudeau of grape reportedly signed a $2.25 million agreement in 2019, which prohibits both parties from discussing any details of their connection. According to her father, quote, she was much younger than 17, unquote. Justin Trudeau's close friend and fellow teacher, Christopher Charles Ingvaldson, was exposed as a convicted pedophile. In 2010, while teaching at St. George's School, Ingvaldson was caught downloading child pee, leading to his arrest. The logo in Trudeau's foundation annual foundation's annual report closely resembles the known boy lover pedo symbol. So I don't know what this video is, but
it kind of just looks like they're trying to connect everything together or something.
Right. So hold on a second. Oh, okay. So this video is Owen Benjamin from InfoWars. So he's just kind of like discussing it. But if you scroll down just a little bit, Chris, you can see how the symbol of Justin Trudeau's foundation is that triangle that looks exactly like the FBI's pedo symbol for boy lover.
Yeah, a little bit, huh?
A little bit. It's exactly it. Well, it's not exact. I guess you're right. It is
not exactly, but it's pretty fucking similar.
Right? So it's just strange how he has his own foundation. And we all know, like, these foundations are, like,
they're bullshit.
Ripe with money laundering. I mean, it's just, like, an easy way
almost every funnel. Politician, every high-end politician has some kind of foundation under their name or something.
Yeah, or celebrity, anybody. Yeah. So it's just, I don't know if there's like a tax break. So I don't know. I just found that was very interesting. And I had never heard about that. I didn't know that he was wrapped up in that kind of allegation. Is this a reason maybe why he would be stepping down? Is there something coming out about this maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. I heard about it earlier today when I was reading stuff. And that's the first I've heard about Trudeau's involvement in that kind of shit. So.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the tweets, if you will. This AB tech, Trump is coming for them all. This thread will blow your mind. Connections are important. It's all the fucking like push, 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 push.
It's the freaking Q people, dude.
I mean, listen, I think there's a lot of these people that do really horrendous things that we have no idea. It's just the problem is if you say it without this, you know, without some real strong evidence, you look like a whack job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, there are people that probably get accused of things that don't do anything bad. You know, so it's like one of those weird, it just sucks because I just don't know that you'll ever know. You know what I mean? Unless some big sting happens. But, like, do you really think any former prime minister or president's really going to have some major thing? Like, I just don't see it, you know, unfortunately. Like, they're protected in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. And that's why I don't know, like with all these people, you know, that are supposed to be like mass arrests and all this stuff. I don't know if they're protected now or if they take like plea deals, right?
Yeah, I just like I'm well over the mass arrest thing. I just like that's not even a thing that pops in my head anymore. It's not something I even consider thinking about. I just don't see it. I think there will be arrests. I think there will be people that are held accountable. Are they going to be the big ones? Probably not.
I think the mass arrests will be like Antifa, illegals. It'll be the people down at the ground level. It won't be the big wigs up at the top.
Yeah, well, listen, when you have that much money, and a lot of them do, you know, you get good lawyers, you're able to fight cases that the average person's not going to be able to fight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. On top of the fact that you are a celebrity in one way or the other, not the traditional, but a political celebrity, if you will. And a lot of people just want to move on. And I know that's not the right thing. If you do really bad shit, you should be held accountable for that bad shit. But there's a lot of times you go back and you're like, at what point do you stop caring as much? I'm not saying you should, but I'm saying, like, do we think about Bill Clinton all the time anymore? No. You know, should we? Probably. But we don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, and Hillary's going to fade into, you know, oblivion. and we're all going to move on. It's going to be the next terrible person.
That she
we're
just
all...
got the Medal of Freedom, bro.
I know she
that's true.
She's
yeah, fucking, we
she's
didn't
on
talk
top
about that.
Of her game now.
God, dude. Yeah, that's a wild. And what a wild.
So did George Soros.
Well, yeah,
Bill
his
Nye.
Son.
Well, his,
Magic
well,
fucking
no,
Johnson.
George Soros got it.
His son.
Accepted
his son accepted
it,
but he was standing there looking weird as fuck, dude. That guy's an odd human being. Man,
he's a psychopath. That's for sure.
Yeah, but
wouldn't it be hilarious though if Hillary Clinton actually did end up going to jail after receiving the Medal of Freedom?
Yeah, that'd be fucking ironic, wouldn't it?
The Medal of Not Freedom. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I like that, dude.
Enjoy your Medal of Freedom in jail, bitch.
What was the one,
Medal of Freedom? Not
didn't the one? Not. Yeah. Yeah. What was the one actor? He got it too, didn't he? Didn't he get something? Fox.
Oh, Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington.
No, not him. Fuck
he
him.
Did too.
Fox. What's his face?
Jamie Foxx?
No. Damn it, dude. Fucking, you know what I'm talking, Back to the Future, man. What's that guy's
name? Oh, Michael Fox.
Michael J. Fox. You have to say the J, because if you say Michael Fox, I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
All
right,
you
Michael
gotta
J.
put
Fox.
The J in there.
Yeah, dude, he, that poor guy, man. God dang. He looked terrible. He's really going through it, man. But anyways, yeah, he got it. I mean, I was like, that's cool. Whatever, I don't have anything against him. You know what I mean?
No, there were... What, like 18 or 19 people that ended up getting it?
Yeah.
I don't even know, honestly, what this does for you.
Nothing. It does nothing, dude. It really does.
Right.
It's almost like a thank you for the support. Here's your medal. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, yep. It's. I don't think it's significant. And that's unfortunate because I think
thank you for all your deep state contributions.
There it is, dude. That's probably what most. But the sad part is you know there's a few sprinkled in there over the years that actually did something really good for society, and they're just lumped in with Hillary Clinton. You're like, I got this medal, dude, and the fucking America honored me. And then you're like, but Hillary got this? Like, throw that shit away. It's fucking useless at this point. You know what I mean?
Right. Chris, I just found and bookmarked Alex Soros, so George Soros' son who accepted the award for him, right?
Yeah.
If you scroll to 55 seconds at this video, it'll show you his reaction when he gets the reward. Like, he goes from an instant smile to an instant scowl, looking at the camera seriously, like,
oh, wow.
It's time for a photo. Look at him smile a little bit, like, hey, oh, shit. Right there.
God, that guy looks like he watches his wife fuck
him. He looked like he puked in his mouth for a second.
Well, I just wanted to know, when did Alex Soros join Weezer?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
You know what I mean? He looks like River Cuomo, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh man, what a group of people, man! Look at that group that's just sitting there. It's just like a. Yeah, listen, I don't know anything about this shit. Hillary
it's like a bingo party in old people's home.
God, I just can't stand her, dude. I really can't. I like how she's wearing red though now. You know what I'm saying? I remember Joe Biden wore red to vote.
Oh yeah.
Now she's wearing.
Oh,
red. Dude. Jill Biden.
Jill. Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay. Remember she wore the red dress, and everybody's like, "Oh, she definitely voted for Trump." What if old Hillary's turned the corner? You know, she's like, Trump 2028 and on. You know what I mean? Like,
I wouldn't be shocked.
No, man. She's so gross. Ugh. Ugh. That whole group right there just makes me uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Indeed. Right. Indeed.
What else? Greenland, dude. Fucking Greenland. I wanted to bring that shit up. Are we going to buy Greenland?
Okay.
Are we buying that shit?
Fucking why not?
I'd say why not.
Well, dude. And Canada.
And like, buy them like both. Fuck it.
Well, Trump was literally just... He was sounding serious about, again, buying Canada.
He did it again today or yesterday. He was like, well, they would be really good.
Well, I don't think he really wants to buy it. He said that we should join forces, whatever that means. And it's not, listen, at the end of the day, it wouldn't be a great thing for us because I think Canadians are a lot of liberals. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if Republicans would ever win again if we actually did have one giant thing. But the point is joining forces a little bit more. I think that's what he's trying to say is like, can we become one somehow where we're still separate?
I don't know. He's still talking about being the 51st state.
Yeah. You know, that's Trump. I think that's Trump.
I don't know.
Now, Greenland, maybe. I think Greenland, actually, if you want to talk about it, I think there's a little chance. I think there's a little
He's going
bit of
there.
Chance.
He's going to be there tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
Trump
man.
Is.
It is a weird, like, because when I picture Greenland, it is kind of one of those, like, oxymoronic. It's not named appropriately because it's just
it's
always icy and cold.
Iceland
right?
and Greenland are the reverse. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And so it's like Greenland is really snowy and shitty. And I know there's, like, an underground World War II base that's there, abandoned base.
A UFO? Yeah, I know there's tons of UFOs and shit down there.
Hell yeah, brother.
Why not?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, who knows?
They were saying, listen, I'm sure that there's some benefit to having that. And one of the big ones clearly was like strategically, it would be a good place to have strategically. They're also coming out. They want independence. It's funny that they say that after Trump comes out and says like, we should buy Greenland. And they're like, yeah, you know, we actually don't want to be fucking with these, whatever, Denmark, you know, Denmark's running the country. Like, eh, fuck Denmark. We wouldn't mind actually having some more freedom. You know what I mean? And, it kind of gives these little things. They did say that they're not looking to be sold. They don't want to be bought or any of that stuff. But at the same time, negotiation. You know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of, you know, kind of seems
like...
The art
of the deal, you know?
Hey, why
we'll
not,
see what
dude?
Trump can do.
I mean, we got we got Alaska at some point, right? And I'm sure people are like, Alaska? Yeah. Why the fuck we want Alaska? And I think a lot of people still to this day... Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people to this day probably are like, Alaska? I forgot that was even a fucking state, but it's there. It's close to Russia. I'm sure there's some strategic aspects to Alaska as well. Yeah. It makes sense.
Well,
dude.
And if you think about Canada, if that did become part of the United States, like how easy would it be to develop like a route for the oil? See, I don't even know how the oil – does the oil go through Canada? Does it go under the water? Like, I don't know. I don't know that much.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It would make us a huge country, obviously. I have that thing on my TikTok where they show what the map – it looks like some fucking, that's some wild shit, dude. When you look at it size-wise, what we would look like if we actually did have, I like the music, too. It makes it so epic.
But that's including Mexico right there.
Yeah, we're going to take Mexico, too. Yeah, they call it South Texas now, bro.
Well,
I didn't realize Greenland was that close.
Well, I don't think these maps are exactly proportional, but it is right there. That's the point, is it's like it would kind of complete the whole fucking, we got Alaska up there, you know, we're getting the corners, now we need the center, you know what I'm saying?
I did read a thing where the new president of Mexico said they're fully on board with holding deportation people in their country for Trump until they're like expedited somewhere else.
Yeah, they said they'd help.
Yeah,
that's not a bad thing.
Well, so in the conspiracy world, the acquisition of Canada and Greenland, now that I'm seeing it on the map. So back in, this was like early, early Alex Jones. He interviewed a guy named Aaron Russo, who was a director. And he got buddy-buddied with like one of the Rockefeller, like cousins or nephews, right? Mm-hmm. A younger Rockefeller. And there was in that whole interview, he was talking about like how he befriended the Rockefeller, and then all of a sudden the Rockefeller guy was telling Aaron Russo, look, the ultimate goal is to join the whole Americas together. So it's a one country, kind of like the Euro was trying to happen over there, right?
Yeah.
They want to join all of Americas together, so North America, South America, and have one currency called the Amero. And you can look this up. Like, the Amero is actually something that they're trying to implement. It's been trying to be implemented for like, I don't know, 70 years right now. So it's like not like this thing to worry about.
Yeah.
But the spark is there saying, hey, it's one step closer, kind of like a red flag type of thing. Like where if you're watching the UN expand, right? So all these UN nations, and you're Russia, and you're sitting there going like, this is uncomfortable. That's what a lot of people in the conspiracy world are saying, is like, dude, this might be one step closer to the Amero, where all Americas join and we get under one current or one currency.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about that?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if that was, I don't know, there's a couple ways to approach this, right? Like, do you join forces? Because see, you look at like Hawaii, for example. I'm not saying they have the American dollar and all that stuff too, but Hawaii and Alaska are very like unique compared to the rest of the states in a lot of ways, right? Like they're still very much into the heritage of Hawaii until they're, you know, obviously there's people trying to take that over and buy the land up. But I'm saying Alaska is kind of its own thing. If it was a situation where Canada was still Canada in essence, you know what I'm saying? Like they kind of governed themselves in their own way, but we had control, or we were working together for, you know, trying to make us both profitable. I could see that working.
Sacred Grove in the comments makes a good point. If BRICS comes to a thing, we may have to. You know what I mean? Like, think of it as like a competition type of thing.
Yeah.
And like, may have to is in quotes. You know what I mean? It may be a manufactured we have to.
Yeah.
Because of all this.
I think the way you're looking at it is like, you know, when you look at like the financial part of it, like the money, you know what I mean? Like that's, I feel like that's like low on the list for me. You know what I mean? Like, I think you look at the bigger picture, like, first of all, Canada makes a little sense because it's like we're fairly similar in a lot of ways. You know what I'm saying? As far as like people to people and culturally, it's fairly similar. I mean, we have sports teams in Canada and shit. You know, it's like they like basketball. They like, you know, it's a generic. It's pretty close. Mexico, that's a little more challenging. I think Mexico has a very long, rich culture. And that would be, I don't know how well that would work.
And they have a cartel.
They have a cartel. I mean, that's the obvious. Sure, they do.
But I'm just thinking, like, not even just Mexico, but South America. How does that even happen, right? Like, well, that's a big, like...
I mean, honestly...
I don't know if that ever happens.
No, I don't think that happens. I think it's that's too much. That's too much. Right? Yeah, and again, culturally, it's so different. Like, how do you have enough people and forces and stuff and just government to, like, make that work? That's a huge stretch. You know what I'm saying? It's a huge stretch.
It would be by, I think, 2030, right? And then, yeah. So the Amero would be a digital currency, and that's what people are saying is, like, this makes sense now because the death of the dollar's coming. They're going to replace it with a digital currency. This would be the Amero, and that's what this Aaron Russo guy was telling Alex Jones back in the day.
Yeah,
is that the goal is to put a chip in everybody, and they would just pay with their chip, right? Like an ID chip. You'd put it underneath your skin. And, you know, if you have somebody who's revolting the government, talking bad on social media, you just penalize their chip. You take some money out of there. You limit their interactions, where they can go, what they can do. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, and we had this discussion a couple shows ago. I'm just not into this digital currency thing. I don't like it. I'm saying I just don't buy it. I understand that it's a thing. I understand that people are investing in it and all this stuff, but people invest in a lot of shit that doesn't pan out. I don't, I am not concerned about this, at least not for a long time. I just don't think it's low. I think with everything else that's going on where stuff's not right, I feel like that's one of those moves that you do when shit's amazing. You know what I mean? Like, the country's stable. We got everything under control. Like, we're riding high for 10, 20 years, and, like, we don't have issues. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what you have to do it. I feel like that's how you have to
do it. This is a Axios article. Trump wants to commit the U.S. to Bitcoin. So I don't know if that might just be Axios, but, like, I know that Trump went to, like, that Bitcoin conference after his assassination attempt. He had this big, like, Bitcoin conference, and everybody was like, why isn't he talking more about the assassination stuff? But, I mean, he seems to be more on board with the digital currency right now.
He wants the U.S. to start printing its own Bitcoin and become, like, the Bitcoin capital of the world.
That's fine.
And that's how he says we could even pay off our national debt with Bitcoin.
Listen, I'm just saying, I guess what I'm trying to say is what is not talked about is that you can have multiple ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, the American dollar is the thing. But, like, people pay, even though it's technically with, like, PayPal, you know what I'm saying? Like, or your Apple Pay. Like, there's shit that's linked to other shit that's not currency, not the American dollar bill, $20, $50, all that stuff. It wouldn't shock me that it's a thing that people invest in and use. Like, it's accepted. Almost like, you know, when you go to the Minute Mart, it says EBT is accepted. Like, that's a form of payment that is not a fucking dollar bill. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't shock me to see places say
multiple different things.
We accept Bitcoin, but we also still accept.
Well, there already is that.
The fact that you're just going to take away the dollar, or take away the coins. Listen, from a base level, I don't see it happening just because that's like iconic. I know things change, but it's iconic.
I don't see it switching to one specific thing like a Bitcoin either. I see it as multiple different things. Like, the dollar is going to be a representation of either gold or Bitcoin or fucking whatever it is. I see the U.S. fucking money hole being a conglomerate of different types of currencies, with our dollar bill representing what that is.
On top of it, the reason I was talking about it has to be when everything's good is because when you have a government like we have right now where people don't trust it, they don't trust the Federal Reserve, they don't trust the government, the president, everything, they're certainly not going to trust a digital shit. I mean, I would argue that a large majority of the country do not trust digital shit. I'm not talking about just a cell phone. people have cell phones. But I'm saying the idea that the government controls that in the way where you're talking about something in your wrist where it can just be taken away, you're going to have a, that's a hard sell, man. That's a hard sell. You might as well tell them to butt fuck. I don't know if they're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So my point is, I just don't
go to that chiropractor.
I think they're gonna. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right.
They're gonna make it a thing. They're definitely going to make it a thing, and I don't have any issue with it. If you want to invest in Bitcoin and make your purchases through Bitcoin, that's on you, man. Like, have at it. You know what I'm saying? But like, the issue is gonna come when restaurants or Minute Mart say we only accept Bitcoin. You know, because then you're gonna see people have an issue.
Well, I mean, there were, like, during the pandemic, there were restaurants only accepting digital transactions, right? Like
100%.
A credit card or like a scan with your phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No cash.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that sucks for a small amount of people, right? Like, I mean, a lot of people don't carry cash. They don't, or only carry cash. I used to only carry cash. Mm-hmm. So I understand that.
I literally didn't even use a bank account to pay for anything until I wanted to buy a house.
There you go. Mm. But if you're asking everybody to switch over to like a Bitcoin and invest, like completely get rid of their personal money and switch to Bitcoin, good luck. That's all I'm gonna say. Good luck, man. That's not gonna roll over very well. So I have no concerns with this. I know some people are freaking the fuck out. I do not.
No, I think it's gonna be a really slow transition. Like you're saying, we're gonna have like a hybrid currency type of thing, like you're saying, like the EBT type of thing. Maybe that goes over to like this whatever Trump creates with, you know, Elon and Vivek, right? Yeah. I think that like you'll find some cryptocurrencies. Maybe it's going to be multiple types of cryptocurrencies, maybe not just Bitcoin.
Yeah, sure. Probably.
But I've also heard that they're setting Bitcoin up to fail. Like they're pushing up Bitcoin to get a bunch of people to buy into it. So that way, when it fails, the government can go in and buy it up for cheap. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
But it's like, why wouldn't they have done that already? Because it was pretty low, like a couple years ago.
I mean, would you agree that like for a large population of the country that like they're not real sure about Bitcoin, they don't understand it, they're not convinced?
Yeah, they have no idea how to use it.
So here's the thing, though: if you do what you just said, where you get the people that are truly interested in it, actually put their money where their mouth is and they buy Bitcoin, they invest in Bitcoin, then you tank that shit, who the fuck's gonna want it anymore? You know what I'm saying? Like the people that don't invest in it are gonna say, see, I told you, that's a piece of shit. The people that did invest are gonna say, well, why the fuck would I go back and reinvest? Now the government has something that no one actually wants anymore because they're not sure if it's actually maintainable.
I don't think they're gonna tank it, because I heard that the government currently owns like $20 trillion in Bitcoin. And having that and then implementing the whole printing or like making Bitcoin like Trump wants to do, it's only going to grow from there.
But when who is saying
Sacred Grove says, I don't think they have control of it. It's a finite amount. So yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Listen, I to be very clear and very transparent, I don't know shit about it. It's not something I've really ever looked into. I understand the very basic root of it, but I just think I'm like a lot of people where I'm like, oh, fuck. This is another thing. You know what I'm saying? This is like another fucking thing that like they're trying to push forward. And I don't know, last time, how much is a Bitcoin right now? I mean, it's like
$300,000.
$100,000?
No, it just got over $102,000 today.
But see, here's the thing, though. Like, is that not an inflated thing? If you're saying that the government already owns lots of this shit, hypothetically, wouldn't that be why it's so damn expensive? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it even really worth that much, or is it just because the government spent so much money on it?
I don't know. Yeah. Like, we would have to look and see what Chris said was actually legit, and then, you know, if the government actually owns it, then maybe, yeah. Like, they're boosting it up because they purchased so much of it, but I don't know if the government owns any of this shit. And that's why a lot of people were in on it in the beginning, because they're like, hey, look, this is an alternate form of currency that's not the Federal Reserve. It's not backed by any large banker. We can trade, we can buy things with it. So if you guys are all on board and we think that it's valuable, let's start using it. And that's how it started as a grassroots movement. But then it, like, when you think about the digital age and like the tracking capabilities and like everything that you spend money on and how easily things can get hacked, honestly, like, I don't know how safe Bitcoin is, and, you know, people stealing it, tracking, like, make it look like you bought something that you didn't.
Yeah.
That would be like
so fucking... This is a Forbes article from this from January of last year.
Okay.
And they're saying the government, the Treasury is currently sitting on 207,189 Bitcoin.
Okay, so that's a lot different than trillion, but yes, that is a lot.
It's worth 207,000.
It says it's worth $5 billion. This is January of last year. I don't know how much that would be worth right now.
The fine print here, it's not even the fine print, it's the title. If you go up, it says they Washington owns more than $5 billion worth of seized Bitcoin. So it's just seized Bitcoin. It's
that's
Bitcoin
another thing
that they
too.
Didn't even invest in. They seized that shit. So like it's a you have to read that shit. They don't
it's dirty, man.
They don't own it. They took it. You know, from someone, right? So it's not even they own it. Which to your point where you're talking about a second ago, it's like, how did you seize this unseizable thing?
And
drugs.
Not only that.
Drugs. Cartel.
Yeah, right. But think about like all like the digital cryptocurrency guys that have died. Like the string of odd deaths around these guys.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like who's taking their wealth? The government?
Yeah, probably.
Man. Well, look at the cartel in Mexico, man. What's his face?
What I'm saying.
What's that guy's El Chapo? Took all that shit, man. All that money that guy had, man. The government's like, we'll just take that shit. Oh, you got a tiger? We'll take that shit, too. You know what I mean? Like, they will jump at the chance to seize that much wealth for free. I mean, shit, you have to work hard to get that much money. And they're like, we just got it for free, man. We just took that guy out, put him in prison, took all his cash. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They should distribute that shit back. Here's what they should. They should take that money from El Chapo. You know what I'm saying? They say, how many people live in this fucking county or this part of the country? And divvy it all up. There you go, man. There's your tax break. This is the guy that took all your money, killed all your relatives and shit. Here's 150,000 pesos, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
It's also said the U.S. has the most Bitcoin out of every country. El Salvador has the second largest amount.
I feel like if El Salvador's working this, I don't know if I want it. You know what I'm saying? Like
Ukraine
like,
was number three.
See, now I really don't want it. Look at the countries that are investing. That tells you a lot, I think.
Well, yeah, and it's like the amount that you'd have to buy to really change your life at this point would be so much. You know what I mean? Like, it just depends. Like, if it goes up to a million.
So much, yeah.
If it goes up to a million, maybe.
You ever hear that story of the guy that he had, like, 15 Bitcoin or 10 Bitcoin or something like that? It was some number of Bitcoin back in like 19, whatever the first Bitcoin, like 2003, whatever. And he used it to buy pizzas for his son at the time because it wasn't worth shit. So he used it to buy pizzas. And the guy's like, you see this photo here of these three pizzas with his kids? That is now worth like a $5 million or $10 million pizza. Like, he's just fucking, you know. He's like, I'm just going to buy these pizzas with Tesla stock. And all of a sudden it's worth, you know, fucking millions of dollars. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like the world's most expensive glass of champagne has a 25-carat diamond in it.
Can you imagine what that guy's thinking right now? He's just like, what the fuck, dude? That pizza wasn't even good, dude.
And you have 15 coins, you'd be whatever fucking it was. Set for a long time, dude, right now.
It is what it is. Gentlemen, I think it's that time, eh?
It is that time, everybody.
Fun times, though. Hey, you know, Canada, good for you, I guess. We'll see how it actually pans out, though, because it's not over yet. You know, for you guys, you still have a... get the new Trudeau, you know what I mean? It's gonna come out. Yeah, man. But hey, it's always a pleasure talking with you guys, man.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks again for watching.
Check all the platforms out there. Make sure you sign up and join us for Patreon on Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sharing is caring, showing is growing.
Yeah. Hey, buddy. See you guys Wednesday.
Peace.
Yeah.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.